And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. Captain Russ from the Shoguns here, having a great time talking fishing. Summertime fishing in Southern California.
We're talking fishing, talking long range, talking Shogun, and we want to talk to you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we got another full hour coming your way. Two ways you can join us on the show. First is with that local line. It's 858 area code 457. 1090, or get us on our toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. Absolutely every single phone line we have is packed up right now. Everybody wanting to talk to Captain Russ, but there's going to be a lot of shots for you to get through today. Lots of opportunities. As soon as we drop one call off, that's going to be your shot. And not only are we talking fishing and talking the Shogun, we are also giving away a great prize for one lucky caller, and that's a brand new pair of the Olakai Noheya Moku shoes. Super comfortable and stylish, courtesy of Olakai Premium Footwear. A great, great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show. We just started carrying two styles of shoes from Olakai at the shop, and are seeing deal just like blown away at how well they've done and how comfortable they are. We've always been a flip-flop sandal dealer there, and Mike, who's our the guy that's got our back with Olakai, convinced us that we really need to put shoes in the shop, and he was right. They're killer. So comfy. Oh, yeah. So killer. We're really, really happy. We love those Olakais.
And I wear them every day, the Noheya Moku, because they're so much more supportive for me as an older guy, right, with sandals, but their feet, they feel like sandals. Wear them without socks. You can slip them on like a pair of moccasins, or just put them on as a shoe. They're amazingly versatile. And also, I know that you guys at Fisherman's Landing Tackle carry them. Dana Landing in Mission Bay has a bunch of them, but you're going to find Olakai in a lot of tackle stores now. They're getting very popular.
They're super, super. It's a shoe, but it's crazy lightweight, like air mesh. I mean, if you hate to say it, but it's like wearing a shoe because you get shoe arch support and tread, but it feels like you're still wearing a pair of flip-flops. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're really, and you can get them wet, and they dry right up.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, jam-packed they are. We got some very patient callers on the line, and why don't we jump right back into the phones and talk to Steve, who's calling us from West Covina this morning. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete and Rick. How are you guys today?
What's up, great. Steve?
Thanks for hanging in there, Steve.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, I'd just like to put a shout-out to Captain Dave out of Seaforth Landing on Endeavor and Captain Bruce out of 22nd Street Landing on the Fortune. We were out yesterday at a 22nd Street Landing at Catalina at Seal Rock in my 30-foot skipjack diving with the University of Long Beach, tagging black sea bass. I mean, how cool was that?
Cool.
But we were out yesterday when this charter boat a charter boat full of fishermen slid right up on us, about 25 feet away from us, started casting lines right over us. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm sorry about
that.
That's
all right.
But started casting lines right over us. I heard the deckhand even say that he puts up his red flag to keep us off. I mean, what kind of etiquette is that?
And you guys
and
were talking
to all the fishermen on that boat.
Yeah.
I was the guy waving that red and white flag back and forth, letting you know we had divers in the water. And by the way, to the captain and to the people on the boat, those weren't fish breaking the water, those were seals breaking the water. And we had a real nice time. The water was nice, but I would like some etiquette or something between the private boater and the charter boater guy. That is very rude of him. Name of my boat is the Black Sea Bass. You still there?
Yeah, we're still here. We're listening, yeah.
Okay. The name of my boat is the Bald Eagle. I won't mention the name of his boat because I'm not that type of guy, but the captain and the deckhand, you know who you are when you're yelling and telling your people on the boat that the only reason he puts up his red flag, and I could hear him say that, the only reason he puts up his red and white flag was to keep us off of him. And that was, there was no safety there. I mean, that's why I put the flags up. There's two flags up there. And to all your fishermen on that boat yesterday, you know who I was. I'm not going to name the boat out, but you know who that boat is.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I think you should report it to the Coast Guard because that's a violation. You know, there's a reason. I'm a diver, too, and I'm a fisherman, too, and that's plain dangerous.
Yeah.
And I would report that captain to the Coast Guard and get his boat name, call the Coast Guard, because that isn't right. That is just not right. So, but appreciate your input, and thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All
right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Norris, calling us from Lakewood this morning. Hi, Norris. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing, Rick, Pete, Russ?
Good morning.
So, Norris.
I'm building a kite rig, and I'm looking to, you know, I'm trying not to spend too much money. So I'm just, you know, I'm getting things that are used. So I was looking to see what's the lowest line class for the kite rod. It's not the kite rod, but the fish rod.
Well, I mean, Russ, you could speak to that, too. I think that if you're going about it looking for the lowest line class, you're almost approaching the kite in the wrong reason. You know, the reason that we use the kite is so that you can get away with that heavier line class. I would say, and Russ, you could speak to this better than anybody, would 80-pound be the lowest? You know, I mean, the thing is with the fish that we're catching right now, you have a very, very good opportunity to catch a fish of 150 pounds or better and constantly, all the time, and catching 250-pounders. And Russ is going to be able to test this better than anybody. Heavy line and big hooks is what makes those fish come aboard.
Yeah, the whole, you know, principle behind the kite is you have your terminal tackle out of the water, and you can use as heavy as line as possible. We use 200 across the board, 200-pound Spectra, a 200-pound mono, a 50-wide international, and a 2x4. It's 200
heavy,
pounds.
Heavier the better, right?
I'll tell you, Norris, we see it a lot in the shop, too, right now. And I trust me, I get it. I get, you know, you gotta spend your dollars where you can. And what we've seen is a lot of guys that are wanting to invest in a new piece of gear to go catch a big bluefin, you know, from the kite with. And the common thought is, well, I want to get something that's small enough that I can still use it for other things. You know, I want to get something that, you know, if I'm spending all my money, and trust me, I'm cognizant of the fact that we don't know, money doesn't grow on trees. I get it for sure. But really, the appropriate rig to go kite up a 200-pound fish with, it just isn't the right rig for doing most anything else. You know, yep. If you go long-range fishing, maybe. If you go thrusher shark trolling, maybe. But the right rig for it is not a small outfit.
People have figured out that you need the big gear.
Yeah.
Even John Freese.
He's dialed.
Yeah. Talica 50, big old heavy rod.
Part of the issue with that yummy flyer trolling is you're committing so much line before you get a bite. You know, the distance that you're trying to fish that away from the boat, you know, it's very common for that thing to be skipping a couple of hundred yards outside of the boat, and the amount of line that it takes to angle all the way up to the kite, back down to the water, like you're committing a major amount of line, and it takes a big reel to do it. But more than that is when you're attached to a big fish, big reels make it just exponentially easier to land that fish. It's not all just about drag pressure. I mean, we hear it now all the time because there's a lot of people that are being introduced to catching big fish, and the thought is, well, I can get whatever. This reel gets 40 pounds of drag pressure, and it fits in my hand. Drag pressure means very little in comparison to torque and power and the ability to turn the handle on a big fish.
Right. Line capacity, you know, having the appropriate rod, you have that big fish, and you have to have something that recoils. If it just stays maxed out, loaded up, you know,
the lift.
Exactly. You need it to be able to lift that fish up. And it. When I give my seminars on the boat, and I hold true to this, I rather not get bit using the correct gear then hook that fish of a lifetime and lose it, you know, an hour or 2 hours into the fight because you had, and I get it. It's a very expensive hobby that we do, or occupation in my stance, but I rather you have to use the correct stuff.
And the gear is available now. Modern technology has changed the way we see fishing.
Like Norris was saying, he's looking to get used tackle. This is one of the few things that you can pick up used, fairly inexpensive, because a 50 wide is a reel that has such little place in our common fishing now. Now that we have Power Pro and things like that, it's you know so many people that had a 50 wide that they used to long range fish with now are selling that reel used because they've bought a Talica 50 that's half the size and it fits in their hand, they can load it. But you can find that reel in the used market for not too much, and that's that line capacity is everything. Sure, a TLD 30 holds enough line to do it, but by the time your lure's out there fishing, your spool has gotten to such a tiny diameter that...
You have nothing left.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go live to Art Taylor from The Searcher. What's up, Captain Art?
Hey, good morning, Pete and Rick and Russ. We're ready to blast off early on a five-day trip here. We're headed south and looking forward to getting out there. We've been sitting for a couple of days at the dock, so we're eager to go. And I just wanted to mention to all the listeners that we have that three-day trip that leaves here. I'm drawing a blank. It leaves on the 30th of
July.
July and gets back on the 3rd of August. It's a three-day trip.
That's next Sunday, a week from the day.
And it's got a really light load, so it's a great opportunity. There's some real good opportunities for Dorado and good grade yellows on kelp patties offshore. And so if somebody has an opening in their schedule and they're looking to go fishing, then we got a trip for you.
Hey, and Art, the price that you put on that trip is like a spring price, not a summer price.
It is a spring price. There's that as well. It's discounted, so it's a good opportunity to get on a three-day trip and come fishing on the Searcher.
How do we do that, Art?
They can go to searchersportfishing.com and book directly online, or they can call Celia at 619-226-2403.
All right. Heard about that really good kelp patty yellowtail and Dorado fishing, good prospects of tuna down below. Sounds like a great opportunity, and especially with, you know, a couple of weeks to go by or a week or so to go by for that fish to continue to filter our way. Sounds like it's perfect timing, Art.
Yeah, absolutely perfect timing, yeah. And the weather looks good about a week out, so.
Gotta love it. Let's go fishing.
Let's go fishing.
All exactly. Right. Thanks, Captain Art. SearchersportFishing.com. Check it out. You can link that all through the Let's Talk Hookup website to letstalkhookup.com. On the links page, we have links to all of the people that support Let's Talk Hookup here, including Captain Art on the Searcher. Hey, let's go live to Miss Rosie Flowers from Sedro Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Russ. How are you?
Very good. Now, big announcement from Sedro Sport Fishing. I know you've been working on this with Al and Adrian for quite some time, and this is huge.
You know what? This is huge. This is incredible. So, you know, as most of you guys know, since the day the new partnership formed, Big Al has been on a mission to get a charter plane to fly our guests directly from Cedros Island without that drive to Ensenada. Well, through his persistence, his dog determination, his stick-to-itiveness, you know, one door would close, he would knock on another one. Well, he did it, you guys. We now have our very own charter plane. And our first trip is this Wednesday. This Wednesday, we're flying out of the CBX at that Tijuana airport down to Cedros Island. So it all came together for us. We're so excited. And, you know, the best part, I mean, there's lots of best parts to this. But the first one is that, you know, significantly we've cut down the travel time, you know, getting down to Cedros Island.
That's awesome.
So it's pretty huge. You know, we no longer have to wait, you know, at the border crossing. I mean, we normally cross over, you know, to Cade, and, you know, there's usually not that big of a line there. But, you know, sometimes there is, and we've cut that down, you know. So now we can get the fish back quicker. It keeps your fish, you know, frozen and you know, we're in control of our departure times. You know,
that's
right now,
that's the biggest part, right there.
That's cool,
Rosie. That's the biggest thing is you know when you're going to fly. Either way, that's the biggest part of that. And another thing too, I might say about Sedro Sport Fishing. You know, there's another lodge down there that is a little bit cheaper, just remember you get what you pay for.
No doubt about that.
I mean,
dude,
it's not that. It's only like a couple $100, but trust us, don't do it.
Oh, my God. The level of service that's provided at Cedro Sport Fishing is unparalleled, period.
Yeah. And it's, and this makes
we work hard for that.
And this makes it worth it even more.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, this is pretty epic. The way we've kind of figured this out, Al and the gentleman down in at the ASG, you know, the plane goes out of Guerrero Negro. It's going to be flying on over to Cedro. So it's that first pickup in the morning to get you guys back to the States. I mean, once you're done fishing, you're done. Let's get you on back. So we're flying on back out of Cedros, which then gives the crew the time to reset all the rooms, reset the lodge, you know, touch down in Tijuana, get that group off, and get the next group flying on down by 10 o'clock and down there by noon 30.
Maybe even get a half a day of fishing in.
Hey, we're working on that, too. You never know. You never know.
All right, so are there any spots available? I know it's very, very popular. We have our Let's Talk Hookup trip coming up this coming Monday with Dave Dolan will be hosting it.
Exactly. You guys will be the second trip with our fly down. So, yes, we do have some trips still available. We just had a group of six that switched a week. So, you know, that new partnership promotion that we had going on
right. Is
still going on. So we still have some five-day trips that we have on promotion for less than our four-day trip. So take advantage of that. And, you know, those big yellowtail, they're moving in. We've got YC bass. I still hear the calicos are jumping down there. So the fish are there now.
Fantastic. So how do we get a hold of you, Rosie?
You know what? Call me. Phone number 619-772-7570.
All right.
Pick up the phone.
Very good. CedroSportFishing.com for more information. Thanks, Rosie. Nice talking
to you.
Good job,
Rosie.
Appreciate that. Congratulations on the big victory there with getting that airline situation. That was the only X factor,
agreed,
in my opinion, of Cedro Sport Fishing, is the flight thing just took a lot of time.
Yeah.
So if you're a person that doesn't have a lot of time, there you go.
And if you got caught on a, you know, like I said, they did such a good job of making the border thing smooth, but there are times when we've all been there, like
the line and it's like, oh boy.
Exactly. Just like anything, those guys controlled everything they possibly could, but you can't control what the borderline was like, and sometimes it was long, and now that is just not a factor anymore.
So I heard coming into the show this morning that they're going to be doing some construction at the San Ysidro Borders Crossing starting, I believe it's in September or October,
right?
November. They're cutting it down to like 3 lanes.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Oh, no.
I mean, it's going to be a day to get across.
Exactly.
That's
crazy. You need to start leaving on Monday if you want to get there by Wednesday.
Holy mackerel.
That's going to be wild.
Indeed. Hey, if you want to get through, here's your chance. 877-792-1090. Open right now.
Chuck in Long Beach. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
What's up, Chuck?
I got a question. I hear like some of the guys that do the shorter trips talk about using a long top shot of mono for the shock absorption. And then I hear you guys just go straight spectra to fluoro. When would you change over to that kind of setup versus running that shock absorber for the mono? Is it the size of fish you're going after or the amount of load on the boat as far as what you're fishing around, or what would it be?
I think it's preference. And there's some people are more comfortable with fishing with the mono. I personally, on all my reels, it's straight spectra to fluorocarbon. I think that's the biggest thing's preference. As far as fish size or anything, it doesn't make as much difference. Do you agree with that?
I think that there's pros and cons to each, no question about it. It's undeniable how much better your bait swims and probably gets bit when it's a short piece of fluorocarbon connected to connected to your Power Pro, but you know, as Russell, I'm sure, will attest, you know, with that, you've got to be savvy enough to fish it, because you don't fish a live bait with a bunch of people as easy. Spectra floats and gets funky in the water, so you as an angler need to be a lot more on top of your game as far as figuring out where your bait is and what your bait's doing and the potential of tangling other guys. Russ is on a boat that has a very limited load and a smaller number of guys and extra crew members that can help, you know, assist people that are less familiar.
And experts at untangling
stuff. Sure. You know, and if you do most of your fishing on boats that are a little bit shorter range than ones like Russ and a few more people, then you've got the tangle situation that you need to kind of keep in mind, because there's There's that part of it, too. I'm the same with Russ. Everything I have is full of Power Pro. I fish a short little piece of Seaguar fluorocarbon right to my hook.
But we get to fish a lot. So, but for the novice person or the intermediate person that's not as familiar for fishing Power Pro or Spectra types lines, maybe put a little 100 feet or 200 feet of mono on there.
Sure. Yeah. I like to fish with a longer rod. You know, a longer rod is going to help with that as that shock absorber you're talking about. A longer rod with maybe a slightly softer tip section, but still a real heavy bottom section of the rod. When that fish is shaking its head and you don't have the stretch from having a longer piece of mono, that gets absorbed through the rod a little bit more. And, you know, now with techniques like Russ was talking about with fishing the rail and things like that, you can get away with fishing a longer rod. It doesn't hurt you as bad as it does before. So there's a lot of ways to go. I'm the same as Russ. I like that short little piece. But you just got to identify the situation that you're in. I had a gentleman yesterday in the shop that fished that way and just said the same thing. You know, I don't like it. I find myself into more tangles than I ever did before, and it's just easier for me to fish a longer piece of mono. So we stripped an extra 30 yards of Spectra on there and filled it up with a little more mono, and now his cast and his knot tying and everything like that is done with mono like it always was. But when he hooks a big fish and it starts to take a bunch of line, he's got Spectra on the bottom to still get that capacity.
There it is. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out what's biting with our fishdope.com report. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Flag to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted punga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at CedrosKayakFishing.com for more information and to book your trip. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them the bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Live Bait Hooks. Drive the point home. Gamakatsu features the absolute perfect bends and ideal barbs to allow your bait to swim harder and longer. And when they do fall victim to the intended predator, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with vengeance. All the hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success.
Indeed, indeed. And I want to remind you, it's coming up just a couple weeks from yesterday. Our next San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast is Saturday, August 5th, at North County Ford in Vista. Hey, it's right off the 78 freeway in Vista there, and it's your next chance for the two big grand prizes. Prize one is the Hobie Mirage Drive Kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing on Cedros Island. And I'll tell you what, Ron Lane and Jeff are headed down to Cedros tomorrow on our Let's Talk Hookup Cedros kayak fishing trip. So they'll be having a good old time down there at Cedros Island on the kayak, the Hobie kayaks there. Prize number two, another amazing trip. Trip for two to four-night package at Palmas de Cortez, including round-trip tickets from San Diego to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. You know, Alaska does so much right, and they do so many good things, including that new 7 a.m. flight out of San Diego to beat the crowds at the border lines there. And check out the Alaska banner at the front page of our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, for more information on that. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, that great four-pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We have Shimano rods and reels to give away, Maui Jim sunglasses, a lot more. Prize Cowboy will be there on August 5th with a lot of great Rapala lures, AFCO product, and more, just to give away, just for showing up and your chances to win and qualify for those trips to Palmas de Cortez on Alaska Airlines and the Hobie kayak from Fastlane and the Cedros kayak fishing trip. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details, and we'll see you on Saturday, August 5th, North County Ford in Vista. Let's go live to the amazing chef himself, Yanni from fishermansbelly.com. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. God, what an entertaining show this morning. I wish I was out there fishing for those big bluefin tuna. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Yanni. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, listen, I'm continuing my Tuna War recipe series with recipe number four, and it is dedicated to a good friend of mine, Nam, who came home with a 288-pound bluefin tuna from right off the coast of San Diego.
Whoa. Giant. That's a big one.
Giant one.
God, yeah, super resourceful fisherman. Anyway, are you guys ready for this one? I have created a green chili tuna ceviche.
Wow.
Oh, it's just phenomenal. You know, in Mexico, a green chili ceviche is known as agua chile, and they use it in a wide variety of ways. Now, I've taken it and created ceviche with it, which is fairly common in Mexico. However, it's very uncommon here in Southern California. So for all you fishermen out there who are looking for a super tasty dish that's fairly uncommon and you're going to surprise your family and guests, I suggest you try this green chili tuna ceviche. It's as simple as can be. Tomatillos, serranos, limes, your fresh tuna, cucumber, and mango. And, man, you guys will be in heaven. I guarantee it.
Oh, sounds so good.
Dude, totally.
Yeah. Check the website, fishermansbelly.com. We'll have it up on our angler's table at letstalkhookup.com very, very soon. Sounds simple and delicious, and that's what it's all about with Fisherman's Belly. Yanni, keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You guys, thank you so much. Have a super, super day today.
All right, thanks very much.
Great job. Yanni. All right. Hey, well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited wanting to talk to Russ. Again, if you want to get your opportunity to get through, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. That's your opportunity to get through and talk right now. And I want to remind you, this report's sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. You can check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns, or when you're going on the Shogun with Captain Rust, you can put your processing order in right there on the boat. They'll meet you as slides up, and fish will all get handled without you ever touching a thing.
That is such an awesome deal, right, Russ? Is working with Fisherman's Processing, you never touch your fish. You guys handle the whole thing, and it never leaves ice. That's the cool thing.
Nope, comes straight out of the well, gets weighed up on the boat, and goes into ice slush bin, and then taken over to the processor. And the only time you have to touch it is when you pick it up from them.
Yeah, and by that time, it's in vacuum packs that are perfectly trim and ready for the stove or the barbecue or the oven or whatever you have.
Or sashimi.
Sashimi, yeah, absolutely, yeah. A lot of that stuff's delicious. The quality of the product that you guys produce out of the wells on the Shogun deserves the quality of the process at Fisherman's Processing. That's the kind of the key there is you got to take care of your fish.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in it. You know, everything gets bled and spiked and goes straight into 30-degree water, and we maintain it there the whole trip.
Yeah, and then Sean and his gang just do an awesome job. Nobody does it better.
That's it.
Fisherman's Processing. Check it out. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk tonight, this time to Mike, who's calling us from Chula Vista. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Love listening to the show.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
I haven't been fishing since the mid-70s, you know, but one of the last trips, you know, as a kid, one of the last trips we did, we landed a 115-pound striped marlin off of Point Loma. We were trolling a red, white, and green jig, 50-pound test, basically with a rock cod rig. But have you guys heard anything on any marlin action? I mean, I haven't heard anybody talking about any marlins.
We were talking about that at the shop, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised with the amount of feed and good water that we have out there, but the last 2 years have created the most tuna-hungry fleet of fishermen ever down in San Diego, and I think that there is almost zero effort being put into it. So, I mean, with the exception of a couple of, you know, accidental, hey, I caught one on a kelp patty, there's been a couple of them caught already this year, but I think...
It's early, though.
It is.
That's a September deal.
You're absolutely right. But with 71-degree water everywhere, it wouldn't be a surprise. And I'm sure if there was a fleet of boats that were out trying to catch marlin, there would be occasional jig strikes and things like that. But, you know, the way that we're fishing for this big bluefin is so not conducive to marlin fishing. You know, I mean, you're fishing one rod, you know, skipping a yummy flyer hundreds of yards away from the boat. So to see one fish up, you know, and, you know, swimming behind the flyer, we're just not set up to see a lot of that fish around right now. Now, granted, if it was around super thick, we'd see them up tailing and, you know, sleeping. But, yeah, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. Our setup is fantastic for a good marlin season this year.
Yeah, it definitely is. Hey, we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup about that. Mike, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump back into him and talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Bruce, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good show. Two quick questions. The Guadalupe permits, how long did they last? And what boats have them?
There's two permits. There's a Simrat and a Coneap. Simrat's a 5-year permit. The Coneap's renewed annually.
You guys have the 5-year permits.
We have a verbal agreement or verbal confirmation. On ours, we're just waiting for it in hand. I talked to Frank this morning about it. He said hopefully within a week to 10 days. It sounds like it's in Ensenada and it's on its way. It's en route to us. Sound like the American Angler got a permit this year, the Vagabond, the Spirit, and then ourselves, the Royal Polaris and Royal Star have had them. So we're just waiting for we renewed last year. It was about the same amount and time frame was, and just waiting for in hand.
Things don't necessarily move as fast sometimes as other things do down there. And I know that you know, you see like the captains like Russ just patiently tapping their toes, waiting for paperwork to clear.
Is the fishing good down there now?
We went there, you know, spring. There was sign of that tuna around. We had a couple, we'll call it good trips. And that yellowtail was there. We had 130 of those premium 35-pounders one trip. And then we had 32 of those 80 to 120-pound tuna.
Nice.
It sounds like that water kind of cooled off and greened up a little bit. There's been a few boats down there, a little bit of yellowtail, a little bit of tuna. But it's typically a fall thing anyways, and that's why, you know, it's on our schedule. We figured that it would put us in good position. We were unfortunate that we had weather you know, those early trips to go out and look for the A word and
sure.
and some other things. But what was your second question? Forgive me.
Oh, he went away. Okay. So
I think just timing, wanting to know about permits and when it was going. Like you said, I think you nailed it. That's cool. Well,
thanks for the call.
Appreciate that very much. It has been a very, very busy morning on the phones, but still an opportunity if you want to get through. The only line opens our local line, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That is your opportunity to get through. Let's talk to Vinny. Called us from Carlsbad this morning. Hi, Vinny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? Great show.
Thanks.
Hey, just a quick comment here. I just went on a half-day AM boat out of Seaforth. Awesome crew, awesome captain, had a great time. Just kind of got caught off guard here. I wish I was told a little bit more about the bait. You had to purchase an additional bait. You had to go up and get squid for the bottom fish. That's all my comment was.
I mean, I think that a half-day trip always has been and always will provide live anchovy and live sardine, which certainly works awesome. And then if a customer wanted to, you know, purchase additional baits, whether it's, you know, strips of squid or guys will get ghost shrimp or thing, I mean, that's been the way it has been forever. But always when you step on board any of the sport fishing boats, at least out of San Diego, and Seaforth being one of the very best around, Everingham Brothers will always provide all the live bait that you need. So certainly perfectly good bait to fish with, but if a guy wanted to provide himself something else, I would say that's the way it has been forever.
You bet. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Richard in Monrovia, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen. Before I ask Russ my question, Pete, thank you for your reference to Mark Wheeler at the Ford dealership in Encinitas.
Uh-huh.
He gave me some great advice.
Oh, great.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah, Mark is an awesome resource for Fords, for sure.
Yeah. And, Russ, my question for you is, what's the latest with the Pacific Island biosphere? How is it affecting your plans going down along the coast?
There's pretty much any rock formation, rock or island, it's all a biosphere now, and we had to get an additional permit to fish them.
But they're all in hand.
Yes,
for all
we
the
have
boats
all
that
that
wanted them. Yeah.
Benitas and Cedros are closed to us. They're currently working on something. It's not just us. It's any vessel greater than 10 meters, 33 feet. So it impacted those sardine sanders down there. They fished at Viscano Bay a lot, and as far as everywhere else we can fish, it's just those two places, and we're working on something to try and be able to get back in there.
Yeah, and I can tell you for a fact, because it was right from the mayor's mouth of Cedros Island, is they don't like it. They want you guys back, and they're doing their best to work with Mexico City against the people that don't want you back to get the permits to fish Cedros and Bonitas. Because it impacts, not having you guys down there, not having the yachts down there, not having the bait boats down there, impacts the community down there.
Well,
and it's impacted them heavily.
Yeah, I mean, Cedros sport fishing is a great opportunity to fish the island, but let's face it, the reason we all know Cedros is such a fantastic fishing locale is because of going down there on the Shogun,
right,
and all the boats here. I mean, that's how we know how good the fishing is from places like that. And sport fishing boats being there is what draws all the people to want to try something else and try that for a time. And if that all goes away, who knows what happens to the rest of it.
Yeah, but we're optimistic, I think, right, Russ? That
yeah, we're
something's going to happen.
Ken Frankie's working on it, so,
yep.
So hopefully soon coming we have some resolution.
You bet. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go live to the tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
Great. Hi,
Mike.
So we called you yesterday morning. Very, very good fishing. That continued throughout the day. Really, really good kelp fishing here right now. Ended up with limits of yellowtail. And, you know, there really is some stellar yellowtail mix. You know, the fish up into the 30-pound range.
Wow.
You get on the right kelp patty, and they're almost all big, 15 to 30 pounds. There's some mixed-feed fish. There's some smaller ones, but some real trophies. Pretty darn good Dorado fishing to go with it. We ended up with 14 Dorado and a couple of handfuls of Bonito for our 23 guys. So just a real fun day on the water.
Wow. Sounds
awesome,
like it,
man. What, nice going.
Oh, it just sounds like fun fishing in flat, calm water.
You know what? This stretch of weather has been something else.
Yeah. It has.
You know, I, when we were coming up in the line this morning, we just got in this morning from our day and a half trip, and we stopped and drifted outside the harbor for a little bit, let everybody get up and have a cup of coffee. The cook, Kyle, put out some fresh ham and cheese croissants, and one of the guys came out, and he goes, looked around, he goes, I thought we were in the harbor.
Yeah,
cool. And that's kind of how it's been. I mean, it's very, very nice weather. Yeah. And, you know, just great kelp fishing. This is, you know, this is really kind of what we're all about. And this is, seems like the start of our summer.
Yeah.
As far as legit summer goes.
No doubt. And the week of weather is supposed to continue through the whole week here. Do you have any trips coming up on the Tribute?
You know what we do? I think there's four spots left tonight on our one-day trip. Very, very, very ideal one-day trip. Range, fishing, just in general. I mean, we just got in from a day-and-a-half trip. The day-and-a-half trip was great. But as far as the distance of most of those fish, really ideal for one-day fishing. You get on the boat. Tonight, the boat leaves at 10 o'clock. Come back tomorrow night anywhere from probably 7:30 to 9 o'clock, depending on fishing conditions where you end up. But as far as the distance and the way these fish are biting, now's the time to jump on a one-day trip.
Very
great
good.
Call, Mike.
How do we do it?
Give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com. And I always urge everybody to take a look at our Facebook page to see the fish we're catching, the quality of fish. You know, last week it was a little more pointed towards that big bluefin. This week it's Dorado yellowtail. Got our fingers crossed. Hopefully for some more yellowfin. And there's you know, tonight's almost sold out. The rest of the week is very light. Tomorrow night's trip is a go. We only have six anglers booked as of right now. It's a go regardless. But with this weather and this fishing, it's probably going to fill up. Now's the time.
All right. Very good. Mike from the Tribute, appreciate you keeping us up to date out of C4 Sport Fishing. We'll talk to you real soon. Good luck. Appreciate the call.
All right. Let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Rob. He's calling us from Pacific Beach this morning. Hi, Rob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, my question is, if you're lucky enough to hook up one of those big bluefin, and if you're lucky enough to land it, what's about the average amount of time you guys end up fighting that thing?
Each one varies. I like to call it will to survive. You know, we have what we call kamikazes, or 5 minutes or less, and then, you know, sometimes you're engaged in battle for hours. It all depends on the fish. Your gear is a big part of it, and having the appropriate tackle. Yeah.
As you have them on the right tackle, what's the average time?
There
is no average.
You know, an hour maybe.
Okay.
I'd say something like that. Every fish varies. Every fish varies.
Yeah, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back in again, this time talking to Don, calling us from Woodland Hills. Hi, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Rick, a couple weeks ago after your, after your Alaska trip, you were talking about a jig or something that you use kind of deep water for rockfish. I think you called it a scampi. Could you describe what that was?
A scampi is it's a twin tail. You know, I mean, you're probably more familiar with a grub, you know, a single tail grub. A scampi is a similar lure, kind of a longer straight body but with two curly tails at the back of it. As popular of a lure ever was, you know, in the probably 80s and 90s, and then, you know, as things, you know, gain and lose popularity, not as much anymore. But yeah, a scampi's a great lure for deep water rock cod fishing, and they're definitely harder to find now than they used to be. There's just not as many, you know, companies making them. But yeah, up there we like the real big ones. Kalen's makes a really big one. It's a 10-inch scampi or a 10-inch
right?
grub. Yeah, the biggin grub and the biggin scampi.
Yeah, those are always kind of the go-to ones, right?
That, and you know what else is really good up there for rock cod fishing things is Corey Sannon makes those big 8-inch slugs for fishing calico bass on the surface, which I know Russ knows really well. But if you fish them not the way that he intended and attach them on a big lead head for lingcod and halibut and those big yellow-eye rock cods, those things get a bit so good.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's out there got himself a brand-new pair of Olakais. We're giving away a pair of those Nohea Mokus when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the brand new pair of Olakai shoes is going to Mike in Chula Vista. Mike, congratulations. There is nothing better than those Olakais.
Yeah, you're going to love them. Captain Russ, right back to the boat right now, right?
Yeah, we'll be departing in about an hour, hour and a half.
And where are you going?
Kelpin. We're on a 3-day.
3-day. It's going to be good.
Hopefully so.
Yeah, for sure. It's great weather for the next 3 days and good fishing. And there's still spots available, I can't believe, in the summer and fall schedule of the Shogun. Unbelievable as it may seem. How do we get a hold of you if we want to go fishing with you?
Either the website, ShogunSportFishing.com, or you can call the office at 619-226-8030. Talk to Jen or Monica in there, and they'll set you up.
You bet. All right, Russ, thanks for taking the time off the boat.
Great job,
I know,
Russ.
It's a precious 3 hours that you have here when you're in, so we appreciate you spending two of them with us here.
Not a problem. All anytime. Right.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Hey, great shows next Saturday and Sunday on Let's Talk Hookup. Really, really going to be fun. Next Saturday from Rapala, it's going to be Brad Styler, really fantastic show with Brad. He's really fantastic. And then next Sunday, Dale Hightower from Seaguar will be here, along with Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoorsman, two phenomenal fishermen there next Sunday here on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for listening today. Have a great week, and thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass. Appreciate that. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.